Right now is Erev Tisha B'Av. On Erev Tisha B'Av, there are three basic halachas. It's interesting, I've been asked this week, people exactly what happens Erev Tisha B'Av. The past 2 years were on Shabbos, four of the past 5 years are Shabbos. Someone asked me, so my wife, when she eats tomorrow, about making Abdullah, I tried to explain to him it's not this year. I've been asked, what's the Sudam Afsekes? What exactly the eggs? You remember such a thing? So it's interesting, the last one was 3 years ago about Sudam Afsekes, that people are asking clear. So let's try to get the basics, the three things negated to Erev Tisha B'Av. We have a Mishnah in Tainis that says in Erev Tisha B'Av, you do not eat two tafshilim, and you don't have Basav Yain. That's the Mishnah. That means Basav Yain, the Minig Ashkenaz, you're ready for Mosh Chodesh. But Medinoi, it's a Sudam Afsekes. But the Gemara speaks out, want to have Sudam Afsekes. So the Gemara says two things of Yehuda. From Chatzitz and onwards, you cannot have in the morning, and it should be your last suda, the last meal that you have. To explain what that means and how to apply it practically, first, who has the suda of sekes? Let's say you're not fasting, for whatever reason, you're chayil or chayil shein by sakana. So, instead of the place can still get the suda of sekes. It's not din of fasting, it's not to help you fast, it's a din of tzad sugi lavelis. Even a cotton, we're also mechanic to have a suda of sekes. Now, the way how they're mopping it down, he says the Hogi is that we have a meal before Mincha. So when we eat the Sudam Afsekes, we'll have to allow to have room for it. And the Mishmu is very clear not to eat when it's Seveya. It should not be a Chilagasa, it should not be Arai. It should be a real meal, except sometimes it's not enough if you want more. So you can have a meal beforehand. So you have, let's say, a meal at 3 o'clock. Then the mobbing down, you have Mincha. It says the Mishmu, why Mincha between Defnaya and Baya, Brochashe and Tzricha? You have a second meal afterwards. And then you have the Sudam Afsekes. Now he says the Keta Mincha Ketano, and therefore there are numerous places that have two minyanim. Maestri, you have to do it that way. I personally davened by Avyash, by Mincha Gdoila, Erev Tisha B'Av. He himself, the Maestri, did not do that. He davened the regular time, 120, that's not a problem. However, you have to be careful that Locha, Broch, Shein, Tricho. That means don't have a meal at 6:30, regular meal, and the Sudam Afsekes at 7, and no hafsik in between. You have a half hour break, you walk around, you do something to be mafsik. Now the food that a person has by Sudam Afsekes, the Gemara writes in the end of Tainus that of Yehuda Bar Eloi, he sat down and had pas chova b'melach, and he sat beitana l'kurayim, and he drank kito shamayim. Therefore, it says the Mechaber, what do we have? We have pas with melach. In the morning we have pas. Now, you have to have a shear to bench. You have two pieces of bread. I think one is mamash arai. No one will eat one as a meal. But since the aloch is supposed to be a meal, you have two pieces of bread, that's on hoga. It will take two pieces, three pieces, whatever, at least two. A second thing the Ramah brings down, you should have ashes, you dip your bread inside ashes, as the secha of the korban. That means you take a piece of paper, you burn it, tissue, you burn it, you should have some ashes there. A third thing the Ramah brings down for the guys, my means to have baits and eggs, which are the sugar of Avelis, and Oval has either adoshim, baits and the gilgul of Ein Loi Peh. If you have eggs, the words of Ramah have cold eggs, and I'm sorry, Magavram says to have cold eggs, and the words of Ramah have hard eggs, not soft eggs, but have a hard egg, that's Magalgal, and the Magavram says it would be a cold egg. Now, that means what people do practical. You make sure you have two pieces of bread, you have ashes, and you have your egg. That's what you have. Of course, you have salt on it. Now, it's supposed to not have two tafshilim. If you don't have two tafshilim, meaning you already have the egg as one, you can't have a second thing. However, all Paris v. Rock is on the Seder. That means after people eat a Sudam Afsekes for the tiniest, a lot of people won't have watermelon. Well, stuff like that, that's not a problem. Any Sudam Afsekes, anything that's raw, that's not cooked, you won't have watermelon, that's not a problem. But again, the standard thing is ashes, bread, and eggs. And you can have one egg. As many eggs you want. As many as you want. But fruit's also the Seder. Not a problem. Now, when the derech of how to eat it says the Mishnah Berurah, of course, to say this is to the Tisha B'Av. Say this to the Tisha B'Av, Aleph. Second, the Mechaber says the way I eat it, you sit on the floor. Now, the Shartshuva brings down a pikabola, not to sit mamash on the floor, put a shemata there. However, a lot of people point out the Mishnah Berurah does not bring this down. Gets to sit mamash on the floor. Therefore, yeshu yeshu klal yisrael. Some people sit on the shemata. Some people sit mamash straight on the floor. The Mishnah is very clear, even though this is Suda of Tisha B'Av, you do not have to take off your shoes. None of the Inuim apply right now. Therefore, even after the Suda, you can get up and keep all, you can eat to whatever you want. You don't have to take off your shoes. Now, they discuss, so the person say, Al Naras Bobel. Pashas, this is the time to go say it. However, they point out by Mincha today, we will not say Tachnun. Karolai Morid, Bez Hashem. We won't say Tachnun. The Klan Ligerta Al Nas Bavel and Shira Malas is we don't say Tachnun, you say Shira Malas. So, should a person say Al Nas Bavel on Erev Tisha B'Av? So, Yisrael Chaim Knievsky, he says, if you eat on Tisha B'Av, say Al Nas Bavel, you're by saying Psukim. That you not to. Mavucha. On Erev Tisha B'Av, that's the Zman. The Jewish Karolai Morid. That's the Zman. And the Debatina has a tshuva about, he doesn't not clear why the Olam does not say all year round. He says, the Cholopoch is an Erev Tishbos, and this man, you have time, you say slowly, benachas, you'll learn anywhere. You should at least have kavanah what exactly on the Anas bubble over here means. So again, the Derech of Achila is, you sit on the floor over here. It says the Mechaber, you should sit by yourself like an oval. You should not have people with you. If there are people with you, Vabayab, it's on the Sugi of Zimon. Says the Paiskim, Mishmur, let's say you did set a few people together, still did not make a Zimon. We're not eating together, the suit of Ire over here. Now, to have coffee or cake, these things, among the Achoinim, you should not do that. Is it Nichol the Gedder of a Tashul or not? The Maisa, again, the Halacha is very simple. And then Hog is simple. Everyone gets bread, eggs, ashes, you sit on the floor, you sit by yourself, and then you say Allah's Parvel, and the Maisa, your bench. Now, they say, what about after the Sudam HaFsekis? Are you now being the Kabbalah Tzayim? So it's very clear the Mechava says, afterwards it's no Kabbalah. Mishmua says it's better to say B'leib or Pe, no Kabbalah. Once you Mekabal, you Kabbal all five Inuim. You have to have your shoes off, Kiddu Sikha, Kiddu Achila. Again, it's better to say B'leib and not Mekabal. But even if you don't say that, Mechava says Medina is not a problem. There's no Kabbalah until you say Kabbalah. There's no dinner to Sefes and Erev Tishba, only Yom Kippur, Shkia is 7:40 Barak, 42, I'm not sure what it is, 38. That's when the Tzayim over here starts. I just point out one last thing to get to Achilo is that people, before Tzayim, they like drinking a lot of water. It's easier to fast that way. The Shalin or Chaim is Reish Dalek, do you make a bracha or do you drink water not for the drinking of the water? The question is, how do you look at this drinking over here? Are you drinking it because you like water, you want water? Are you drinking Mamash Mitzad Tzayim? Do you make a bracha or not? Therefore, the swim over here say, if you want to drink water, make a bracha on something else. That's the correct thing. So the bottom says, make a bracha, a shakel on chocolate, something else, and then drink the water. Fine, that's first on Hagga. The second Hagga on Erev Tisha B'Av is the idea of Limud HaTorah. That means Chatzos today is 12:45. Come along the Amar, it brings down that there is a minig not to learn from Chatzos and onwards. Except the thing they call on Tisha B'Av. What can learn on Tisha B'Av? Dvar Ma'arayim. Yermia, Sugin Gittin, Kamsa, Bakamsa, and also the place can say, Hilchas Tisha B'Av, Hilchas Avelis. Therefore, this Chabur can go on after Chatzos, because it's the basic halachas over here. But we have an Ogel Maisa not to learn things on from Chatzos and onwards. Now, the question is, obviously, that none of the Inuim start from Chatzos and onwards. Why in the world are we saying not to learn Torah? None of the halachas of Tisha B'Av start from Chatzos. Says Chassam Sefer, in Tshuva, some Kufton Bab, Yesaid. Torah is Bekuda Hashem Mesam Chalev, it makes a person happy. And then what you think during the day, Yimhar Balaila. So the Torah you learned during the day is Mesamech you at night. It's sad, this can cause Simcha at night. Therefore, we have a Hogan to stop learning Torah from Chatzos and onwards, except from things that Dvar Ma'arayim. Now, the Rishala, is that the correct Hogan to go do or not? There is a Goyim that says a Chumri Yisera, there's a Drisha, Chalila. The Maisa, the Mishmur brings down two sides over here. Maskon of the Mishabuah is Ein Limchais, those are being Mekal. Atzal Hashani of the Sefer Kat, he calls a bit of Torah over here. The way how this form, it can seem to come out, is Avada, if you come and waste your time over here, you should be listening, learn things that are not for Tisha B'Av. But the Maestah are only things that are negated to Tisha B'Av, whether it's Midrashim, whether it's the Gemaras, whether it's Halacha, and the newest things the Maestah that should and could be learned, Erev Tisha B'Av, that's a better thing. If you're going to waste your time, yesh amin lismoich, lab, don't ever heard, they'll take the schar for your baya of learning Erev Tisha B'Av, no problem. Fine, maisa, yesh v'yesh in klal yisol, maskon the mishmur is very clear, you shouldn't. Have it in them chais. Akam, bi'alocha is akan toichin dvar v'the maim of Mordechai, according to his words, he said not that way. But he himself, the mishmur, says in them chais. Yes, I know the halacha sounds not the way. Kodesh Yom Malay. There's a lot of vacate that you should learn other things. Kodesh Yom Malay. But that's again, it's quoting the mind Mordechai, not he himself. He himself said, Ein Lim Chais. So, Maisa, we have this idea of learning Torah that a person should be machmer if they can, but avad not great bit of Torah out of it. The third thing is, they point out, Erev Tisha B'Av is not l'tayel, not to take walks. The Ramah is coming from the Aloch that Madach Mevat l'Torah. Kalshkein can come to l'tayel. That means people say, kill an Erev Tisha B'Av, I'll take on the Chum and the Ramah, so let me go to the mall, let me go shopping, let me relax, let me do things for vacation. That, the Ramah says, is the incorrect idea of Akert. It's counterproductive. That's not the concept we want. We want you not to be siach das mavelis. And therefore, the halacha is a short person does not take a walk. The tayel, it's free time, nothing to do, and take a break. So again, it comes out of a simple. The halacha of Erev Tisha B'Av are three things. The shudim of sekas, I think it's very clear what to go do. The third thing, if you can, you should be machban only in Dvar Maroim, and put session onwards. And number three, not to take the tayel walks. Some enjoyment. To go through some basic halachas that are practical in the Negeah to Tisha B'Av itself, there are the five inuyim. We have first a simple idea: a person cannot eat and drink. The same will be here. Now, who does that apply to? So first, everyone I've been asked all the time. Everyone asks, what about the mubaris and menekes? So minig Yerushalayim is the three other tzayims. The mice, they don't fast. However, on Tisha B'Av, there's a dying fisher, correct? But most from mice and hoga is that we do fast. Most people might do fast, unless they see there's going to be problems. That means, let's say she is dehydrated. Dehydrated meaning she has severe migraines, she has her throat is very dry, she is nauseous, she sees spots. In those cases, dehydration, economy, you eat right away. A person, let's say a yeled is within 30 days. Shallow, what's the correct, she doesn't have to eat, especially if she's weak. The correct question is, what's the correct on how should she try to fast or not? Our Choshuchot says Chalil Lachmer, which was that he tried to be Machmer. But within 30 days, again, the place called Maisa Mekel by Yeledis. If you're in your labor, of course, the Maisa you eat. The gate of the Matzah today, the Mageifa that we have in Corona, so the Psak from the Nossi, the Chabura, by Berkowitz, he's very clear. He says if a person tests a positive, even though he has no symptoms, the Maisa you eat. A person who tests negative but has symptoms, you eat. Because, as everyone knows, the tests are babkis. Fine. So therefore, you have a chash both ways over here. Therefore, the mice eat. You can tell me the numbers and statistics. Mice, we have no idea what's happening. With all the geniuses, all the technology we have, no one seems to know what exactly is happening with Corona. There certainly is. People still have problems with taste and smell, and it can be even for sure. So therefore, we mice eat. If you are negative and you have no symptoms, and even bedud, because people around you, then the mice will be fast. Now, if a person is a chole she'ein by sekono, says the Mishnah, also, what's chole she'ein by sekono? Like on Shabbos, a person needs bed rest, a person is weak, don't die by the week, then we call it fasting. It means bed, it means that someone on Shabbos will take medicine, also you don't fast in Tisha B'Av over here. Kitanim, also, it's a question of mechalach them or not, we tried mechalach them a couple of hours, that's the ikir. The nogi is that healthy people fast, non-healthy people, or the chashish they have, lemaisa, we don't fast. One people fast, can you take medicine? Let's say you take your daily medicine for whatever reason. The place will say, since it has no time to it, lemaisa, it's mutter. If you need to take water, the question is, do you have a head to taking water? Some say, put a sour water, that's mire over here. Others say, you can take a drop of water. But I think most people over here can take medicine and swallow it, no problem. Therefore, you're allowed to take medicine on Tisha B'Av, no shiloh. Even of those people who do eat for their reasons, the place can say you should eat the necessities. Don't have chocolate and ice cream. Don't have things like tanugim. Maisa, this is a sarin kleisel. Don't only have the necessities. The place can, numerous place can say, also negate to kids this concept. Maisa, Mishom Azam says it's that on Hoga. The kids, we let them have whatever they want. Kidua, especially in today's day and age, we let kids do whatever they want in general. But over, still on Tisha B'Av, we're not mechanic this concept over here. They get to adults, people who are eating, because Corona, the mice should not have things beside the idea of tanukim. The people who do eat, there's no lach of shiurim. Not like Yom Kippur, shiurim, there's no lach of shiurim over here. And that's the first idea, and they get the idea of achil and shtia. The second thing is rechitza. Now, rechitza, during the 9 days, take off sweat, we do. And Tisha B'Av, we can ask you even sign in, even cold water, even part of yod of raglav. However, let's say you have mud upon your hands, you can wash it off. Therefore, the Pesach Erev B'Shem of Berkowitz, Negeah to the Matzav Getzei of Corona, and people the whole time, they're washing their hands with soap and water, and they're washing their, they're taking this aqua gel, and they're using all these different soaps and things besides health reasons. since they're not doing it mitzat tainuk, they're doing it to get the lichluch mitzat in of Urfu over here. So Rabbi Berkowitz clearly said very simple: whatever you do during the week mitzat the matziv, you do the same thing on Tisha B'Av. I mean, I've been getting all these emails why people are letting this and this happen, especially this year, other years. Yeah, it's a heter this year for fresh wipes, it's a heter for aqua gel, it's a heter for water. Whatever you do with Sat Corona, there's no problem you're allowed to do that on Maisan Tishbav. I know the different sukkim out there, but that seemed to be a glatta mahalach and kashimata b'shem and Berkowitz. That's what you do on Tishbav. The third I'm going to get to Sicha, to anoint oneself, also we don't do. Now again, mitzad four, we say no problem. People discuss all about deodorant to take away a bad smell. So, along the sugar of Moshe Shlomo Zalman, might say it's mutter. However, Shlomo Zalman does end off, maybe for one day, it's Kedai Lemnoya. There are those who argue on deodorant. Lemai says, since it's not again here, Mitzat Tainug, it's Mitzat to take away the Re'echra and Lichon Ligeda of Lichluch over here. So, Medina, it's mutter, and those who are Machmer, and certainly there's a McCartney Machmer over here. They do point out putting on makeup on Tisha B'Av. So someone asked him, it's the sugya of Sicha, this idea over here, it's tiny over here. Someone asked him, it's the sugya of Rechitz over here. And therefore, the Noshim should not put on makeup. Question, under what Isser is it? Is it Ashkofer, Rechitz, or Sicha over here? Fine, that's the third idea. The fourth Inoy in the Nilas Asandol, Meister, everyone knows that we put on sneakers. What type cracks in that? That's an old machlekes. Whatever you're doing until now, you can keep on doing. Comes a big tumult if that's correct on Hoga or not. But on Tisha B'Av, people have to be more mekel and kibbutz, they're more machmer. And there are meister mechanech children, again, you show the white, even young kids we are. Meister that seems to be non Hoga. The fifth thing is the end of being Tashmish over here. So, first, Tashmish means besides Bia, Avada Chibuk Venishuk. Mechaber also says in Sifri Ches, Tavkuf and Dalit, we separate the beds. We don't sleep in one bed together. Now, what about the Hachokis? So, the Mishmur brings down Mogavram. That negates Negiel were machmer at night and not during the day. The Sharetzini says if the Isha is in the Koshetes, she dresses up very nicely, then he's not sure why not be machmer even during the day. Myself, I don't think I'm also on the Koshetes during Tisha B'Av. Therefore, the psak of the Mishnah Berurah is that at night the Maestro machmer Negiel and not negated during the day. They point out the Mishmur is not machmer on Achokis at all. That means there's a Kabbal Chaim wants to be Machmer. The Maestro Inlam follows the Mishnah Berurah, he's not Machmer Achokis. And Sussan likes pointing out, therefore you can share one plate on Tisha B'Av, not definitely get a Machokis over here. But they get to other things, meaning passing a child, being practical over here, not Nichol in the Isser on Tisha B'Av, Achokis Lamaisa is Mutter. They get to other things that are other halachas, not inside the five Inuyim, we have the halachas that get to Avelis over here. So just some practical things. One, they get to Malacha. We do not do malacha on Tisha B'Av after halacha Maseiach Das. Also, lose out the same bracha if we do malacha. However, if by numerous people, the cleaning lady comes on Thursday, because she comes this year on Thursday, so it was very clear. We should come from the Mishnah Berurah that if a goy comes in the house, but sitting on the upper rabbi, there's no problem. So this is the Kavod Shabbos. She's coming, no shiloh. If she's a yid, that's not the question. She has to ask her rabbi. She has the right to. She has a heter. Maybe she needs panosa. She's an oni. I mean, it's not you, the guy, not a problem. It's a yid. The lady has to ask a shiloh, not you really have to ask a shiloh.
She's not going to ask a shiloh, she doesn't need that
lacha. Then you have a question of Lifnei Messiah, you have to know if you have a shiloh of Ben Machabera, you have to know what it means. But as far as everyone has asked me so well this question, numerous people, each person told me it's a guy that's coming. There is a question about how they have babysitters in general. Most of the babysitters are usually getting some money out of it on Tisha B'Av, but they're helping out the parents so they can fast easier. I don't think that's really a problem. Negeret to this year, there's a question first in general, Motzi Tisha B'Av, what the halachas are, and there's a lot of question to get specifically this year on Motzi Tisha B'Av. There's a Gemara Chazal that says that Be'etzim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Chorban, they started burning at the end of the ninth day. And it burnt the whole entire 10th day. And therefore, the Mandiyam of the Gemara wants to tie in we should be Ikeh Tisha B'Av on Yud B'Av. And the people will fast 2 days for that reason. Says the Gemara, since the Gemara is very clear, since a person is Tosh Koyach, we're very weak, therefore we can only fast 1 day. Therefore, the Gemara says we only fast on this Chol Peronius, those are the Ikeh, we only fast in Tesh B'Av. So we fast in Tesh B'Av. Once that's so, should we take them Hoggis? That's not negated fasting on Yud B'Av. The Mechaber brings down it's a minute kosher, Klai Yisrael, take on these halachos of nati boser and natav yain even on the whole entire yud ba'av, not just chatzos. The mechaber says the whole yud ba'av, natav boser yain. The more brings down mixer yom kikuloi, and therefore machma and boser yain until chatzos. Now the word for mechaber d'amo is boser yain. You could tell me it's dafka that sugar kabbalas, maybe boser yain is negated to showers, negated to washing clothing. So Mishabur brings down that Chorin would take on halacha like the Mashal is the gate to everything. Hagam in the Bialacha points out there's a Maimon Mordechai. So it's not that way. He wants to argue the point. It's a Chumad Davkan Bosal Yain. Mishabur says we're not going to pass like the Maimon Mordechai. We're Machmir in everything. What does it mean we're Machmir in everything? So the halacha during the 9 days says the Mishabur, we take on those halachas, but it's more cold than the 9 days. Two examples in the Mishabur. We know not that Bosal Yain. During the 9 days, can you have a tafshul shel basar? Can you have a potato from the cholent? Mishmur says no. A matzah tisha b'av, you can't. Mokal. During the 9 days, can a person would invite to a seim, can invite people who usually do not come? No. Matzah tisha b'av, can you invite a person to a seim? Yes, you can. That means it's a locha of the 9 days, but mokal. Mokal. Therefore, for example, we discuss, can you take a shower of matzah tisha b'av? Tomorrow's going to be very hot. You're sitting outside, you have your kinnis, and you're listening to the shurim, and you basically sweat it up. So the swarm seemed to say that you want to do like the 9 days. You want to take a cold water, lukewarm water over here. They want to wash with the zayah, the lichuk upon you. Not negated specifically this year, but in general, can Medina do it? Avan, they say, if you wait to chatzos, it's a bad avon. You have to realize the basic mikdash is burning. How we tell a locha like the 9 days? Yes, if it's a benam chaveri, your chumra stir other people. They really have a bad smell over here. You can take a shower, matzei tishuvov with cold water. Take off the zayah. Not worse than a locha of the 9 days. Again, if you don't have to, of course, everyone understands that like gosho and the shkofa to wait till chatzos. Not like through the 9 days, you have to wait 5 days. You have to wait a couple of hours. That's in any general year. The gate specifically this year. Coming to Magavram, it says, even though we have a din to be machmer, however, it says Magavram, as the covered Shabbos, a person can be mekel. Motzei Tisha B'Av this year comes out on already Friday, meaning Thursday night. And therefore, the covered Shabbos, the mice, a person can be mekel. Now, what's to discuss? Can we mekel on showers, like a hot shower? Can we mekel on washing clothing? Can we mekel on Bosh V'Yayin? What can we mekel on? We're taking haircuts. So let's make it simple. The gate to taking a shower, the cover Shabbos, if you can take one on Thursday night and not take one before Shabbos, we can discuss it. But as far as I know, everyone here can take a shower again before Shabbos. So the shower you're taking on Thursday night has nothing to do with the cover Shabbos. You might have the head to be clueless of taking a lukewarm water. We're taking off the Zaya, don't use soap if you don't need it. But the head to have covered Shabbos, only if it is for covered Shabbos. Aleph. Take a case of taking haircuts. Most of us are going to shave. Maybe we should forget what we should say. After Shabbos, the covered Shabbos have the beer there from covered Shabbos. While the tzaddik gets shaved before Shabbos, we do it in the afternoon. In Echnami, if the barbers are full in the afternoon, and you can only do it in the morning, do it in the morning. At night, not usually no barbers open. Anyway, not too much negay over here. What's the main shalot everyone discusses is clothing. Washing clothing. People have been storing up 9 days. They got to take care of it. They'll have laundry. What are you going to do over here? So there is an interesting question. The first thing all year round, every year, Motzei Tisha B'Av, can you wash kids' clothing? Because the halacha is that Motzei Tisha B'Av is more kal than 9 days. During the 9 days, you wash kids' clothing. And therefore, our form and our rishon passing halacha lemaisa, and we say that Motzei Tisha B'Av, you can wash kids' clothing. All every year, they bring numerous forms. I saw 6 forms bringing down from Liashiv. I happened to be once by Liashiv, they asked him this question, and he's like, why be Mekel? They tried to tell him his form, they bring in his name, and he did not know what he was talking about. The monks was asking him. And they kept trying to explain to him what they say in his name. And I was there when he's like, "Wait, chatzos, that's halacha." So, there are other people who say this psak without calling him Liashiv. Liashiv seems to not agree with this concept. Find this question for Kolis, you have a hetter every year. They get to specifically this year washing clothing. Is there a hetter to call it Shabbos? Betzim, they have 2 separate questions over here. They have 1 question, is this halacha to call it Shabbos dafka Friday morning? Or does it start Thursday night? 1 question. A second, that for clothing that's L'Kovet Shabbos was all clothing. 2 separate main questions to discuss, and the Ikin again to Kavisa, which also to get to other cases. So first, the words of the Kitchen Aruch says Shachris. The question is that a good deer or not? Could be saying Shachris, Lafuke, Chatzos. Lafuke the whole day. But most they point out the kids Shulchan Aruch said Dafka on Friday morning. And this is a Kav Chaim, this is a Moshe, the Ozma Taino, Dafka Friday morning. That's our Sheni, and the Shmir Shabbat Kol Chosa, he is from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says the Kavod Shabbat starts the night before. Yeah, Kamnetsky says night, starts the night before. So there are numerous places, I think more places in Maisa make already from the night before in the Aleph. Second, the Gep, civilly by Kavisa, it's a Lochat Zim Reish Mem Beis, that brings down the Gemara of a Kamadah Pei Beis, that Kulis Ezra was to wash clothing on Thursday. Why wash clothing on Thursday, says the Mishnah Berurah? To be at free time on Friday. So you have an Ezra Takona, that person should try not to wash your clothing on Friday. You should not be busy washing. Therefore, even those who want to be machmer and don't do things the night before, negate tasparis, negate to any of the other cases over here of a chitzo. But says Rav Vosner, says the Chudashani, says the Biur Halacha of a clothing, avada. That's part of the Kohen Ezra over here. So it comes out that the those who Shlomo Zalman's make a stump Thursday night, even those who want to be machmer Thursday night, they say for kfisa specifically, Rav Vosner and Chudashani said, Meister, you can't do a Thursday night. So one, it seems to be that Hog, I've been around, that Hog is Thursday night, everyone does laundry. Aleph. Now the question is, what to do the laundry for? Is Dafka Lekovet Shabbos? Or Kima Jehotcho Hotcho? There is an interesting Kedushas Levi, they bring down in the Sefer Ol Moed, or Ches Chaim, brings down that he wants a Taina, that once we matter things already for Lekovet Shabbos, you can matter everything. Bosser, Yayin, Rechitza, everything in life is mutter. Once one thing is mutter, everything is mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down and says, Yesh Toim Gvizeh, that those who make a mistake, they matter everything. And therefore, it's a Vadna Bosser Yayin. So first, there are those in life who matter everything across the board. Fine, Yesh Toim Gvizeh, not Bosser Yayin. By Kvisa, Rebbe Maim Mordechai says, every year we're getting this Chumar from Mechabda Moses Dafko, a case of Bosser Yayin. So now the question over here is, to be machmer against the Kedushas Levi, and to be machmer against the Maimon Mordechai, to be machmer at night, dafka things that are covered Shabbos. What do you say over here, like plug? So Maisha, this against Machloikis, but Moshe comes along and says, once you have a heter clothing, even things not covered Shabbos, a heter in, it's a hotcha, but in once you're doing it, Maisha, it's all clothing is mortar. Atzal Shenim Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos says, no, the heter is covered Shabbos. But come along Shlomo Zalman in the Meluim, in the Shmir Shabbos, and Shulchan Shleimer and all price coming down, that Dafkui did not do a case of washing machines. Today, washing machines, the one click of the button that washes your clothing, covered Shabbos, with other clothing all over here. It's being washed all together. So the Issue Shabbat is the Ethem of covered Shabbos. So the Mavucha Ashok among the Svarim is a Dafkui covered Shabbos or not? But today, coming with Shlomo Zalman and Shmuel Kamnetsky and the Shevi Kalsi and the Svarim being down, that if you do, you have one bag inside of the covered Shabbos, you might have to do it. You know, it's a to separate clothing, another question I've been asked all the time, can I separate the loads of laundry on Tisha B'Av? I'm not doing laundry, I'm just separating, putting the whites here, the darks here, putting it in the machine, can I wait and push the button? I've been to bungalow colonies where everything's separated, and they wait till Chatzos and they push the button. I don't know if it is separating the clothing. Don't know any problem. A Tisha B'Av, I want to do it after the Siach Das. But what's a Tisha B'Av? I don't know a problem. So what's the issue? Pushing the button. When I push the button, it's the covered Shabbos. Other things with it also. Seven Shalom Zaman, no problem. So my Siddhan Hog is clear, I've been around for years. Thursday night, everyone does laundry, and they do all laundries. Now you want to know why that's Dan Hogger for? I just threw out a bunch of reasons. You have Kedushas Levi over here, you have the Maimon Mordechai over here, could be all clothing in the Maisa Mordechai, could be a case of Hotcho, could be our wash machines are better, and that's my Siddhan Hog and Klaisal. They seem to do all laundries. Now, if you want to be Machmer, make sure at least one beggar is inside the covered Shabbos. That's the Chumra over here. Just to end off with maybe a story. I've said it over other years, but it's more of me, so I assume it's more of other people also. Pesek Krohn, he writes a maisel that happened in Indiana that my father said he knows the story personally, and it did not happen in Indiana, but it obviously he's come to cover up the matzav. There was a camp that the kids came the first day of camp, which they used to have camp, you know, the olden days had camp, now they shut down all camps. But in the Haim, oh, yesterday at Diyuv, they shut down. Fine. So in the Haim, they had camp. So the first day, you get to camp over there. So the head counselor gathers everyone together. And the head counselor said that this year, we're going to learn about the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to build a model of the Beis HaMikdash. And every bunk is going to get a keli to build. And by learning groups, they can learn about that keli. and we're going to have arts and crafts and get to that keli. We're going to get all involved. Everyone get involved to building the Beis HaMikdash. So that year, they did. They separated bunks. One bunk made the Mizbeach. One bunk made the Orin. They learned about the Karbonis, about the Kahuna. They learned everything about it. And they spent weeks building these things. And that year actually came out, Tishbo was on Thursday. Same thing Thursday that year. So after 4 weeks, they mamish, after learning about it, spending time about it, hurrying over it, seeing their Paris coming out with having the Kelim being built over here, they finished building it before Tisha B'Av. Actually finished it with Rosh Chodesh Av. Rosh Chodesh Av, they took all the Kelim, they brought it out to the basketball court, they set up all over there, on the grass over there. Erev Tisha B'Av, the camp, Sudim Avsekis, the eggs, the bread, the ashes. Afterwards, they all came with their sneakers, all sitting down on the grass in front of the Beis HaMikdash. And the head counselor started speaking about what the idea over here of the Beis HaMikdash was, how the glorious years we had by Dov HaMelech, by Shlomo, the idea of Oile Regel, the Kohenim doing the Avoida, Levim doing the Shira, Klal Yisrael being there, the Kedusha we had, the Torah that we had. And they started speaking about what happened when the Navi said, started warning them, you can do Averis, if you don't listen, you have Avodah Zarah, you have Sinas Chinam, you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. And why I said that? A ball of fire came out from the back, from the tree, shot down, and hit one of the Kalim. They ran a wire from the Kalim to someone was hiding over there, took rags and kerosene, they lit on fire, and shot down. And everything starts burning in front of the kids. Pandemonium. Kalim burning in front of their own eyes. They were running, crying, 10, 15 minutes till they put out. Mamash, it happened to me that they had a kreisel in the back and they drenched that with water and the kreisel left standing. But everything they worked for a couple of weeks burnt, destroyed. Mamash, terrible. People crying. This is the Beis HaMikdash was burning in front of their own eyes. Obviously, they were trying to teach people a lesson. After everything calmed down, sat everyone down, spoke to them, you have to realize this is Eitzim Vavonim, Kapashtis. Everyone has this agosha over here. Everyone feels it. Allah has come to the Beis HaMikdash. So my father's telling me that when the camp did it, it was big ruckus, that people had to go to therapy because of it. It wasn't that simple. Kids. Beis HaMikdash are putting from their own eyes. Whether they did it right or not, I'm not sure. But the Muslim should get out of it. That day was the idea. Thursday was Tisha B'Av. Sunday was visiting day. They're supposed to have the kelim ready to show the parents. 4 weeks of work they put in, another week afterwards. So a kid comes over to that counselor and said, but on the visiting day, 3 days times, are we able to rebuild it to show our parents? So Pesach Kron says, you know, obviously the kid did not get the message. So yes, did we get the message? What about us? Did we get the message? Sometimes you have to be margish, not like gosho. And think about it, the Beis HaMikdash is burning. Because I'll say, anyone in their door would not build the Beis HaMikdash, Kilu, he himself destroyed it. Something you have to think about. The Aloch is here, but the Aloch is supposed to bring out the gosho. Now I'm not telling you to build Kaling and burn this in front of your wife or kids. But at least that picture you should have in your head. You should have that in your mind. It means something. I mean, we lost the Kuna and the Vaita and the Vim, the Shira, and Toy Shemayim. Why in this world for? Toy Shemayim, Mishnobis. Kotlam Zimskin also, that's the Tzah. But we hear the Toy Shemayim, Kadashim Shemayim. There's no Toy Shemayim in this world right now. You just open a newspaper and look around. It's ridiculous. And the Lab Tzaris, and the day of Tisha B'Av seems to be a Zman of Tisha B'Av. Bechil Adaris. This is Man Miyuchud. I know people have asked to make a special kinnis negate to Tisha B'Av this year for Corona. Rebekah says no. Fine. We'll see next year. Hopefully not. But Maisa, but there's a lot what to think about. There's a lot to worry about. You can't learn Torah. It's a day I know. There's a limit on how much you can sleep. I think there's a reason why Tisha B'Av is 24 hours. Because on a regular time, you know, you can sleep most of the day. There's a limit how much you can. There has to be some time you put your mind into what it meant over here. There's a night, and there's a morning, and there's afternoon. And there's a lot of not to be seyach das, not to do malach over here. I have to focus on these things. I have to have that gosh over here. And if Taka, a person is misabel to roi, we zeicha to roi besimchasai.